AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. The Senate has voted to confirm Russell Vogt as director of the Office of Management and Budget. Vogt has already played an influential role in President Trump's efforts to remake the federal government as one of the architects of Project 2025. Massachusetts Democrat Ed Markey voted no.
No to the illegal, unconstitutional Muskocracy, and no to the costlier, sicker, unhealthier future that Donald Trump is creating.
Iran's supreme leader says negotiations with America are not intelligent, wise, or honorable after President Trump floated the idea of nuclear talks. The Trump administration presented a plan to the remaining senior officials at the U.S. Agency for International Development
that would cut worldwide staffing for aid projects from 8,000 direct hires and contractors to fewer than 300. That word from two current USAID employees and one former official who spoke to the AP on condition of anonymity due to a Trump administration order barring USAID staffers from talking to anyone outside the agency. Meantime, the APs also learned that Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency sought access to the Treasury Department payment system to stop money from flowing to USAID. Earlier this week, the Treasury assured lawmakers that DOGE had read-only access to the system. And federal workers' associations have filed suit asking a federal court to stop USAID's dismantling, arguing President Trump lacks the authority to shut down an agency enshrined in congressional legislation. Ben Thomas, Washington.
The International Criminal Court called on its member states to stand up against sanctions imposed by President Trump. Republicans in the House are working overtime after a lengthy White House meeting to meet the president's demand for a big budget package that includes some $3 trillion in tax breaks and massive program cuts. This is AP News. With the Super Bowl just 2 days away, the NFL is handing out its awards and honors.
Bills quarterback Josh Allen edged two-time winner Lamar Jackson for the AP NFL Most Valuable Player Award at the NFL Honors Thursday. Eagles running back Saquon Barkley took home AP Offensive Player of the Year honors, while Broncos cornerback Patrick Surtain II was Defensive Player of the Year. Antonio Gates, Jared Allen, Eric Allen, and Sterling Sharp have been voted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame in the smallest induction class in 20 years. Two-time Super Bowl MVP Eli Manning fell short and won't join brother Peyton in Canton just yet. I'm Gethin Kulba.
LeBron James became the oldest player to score 40 points in NBA history. The 40-year-old James scored 42 points in the LA Lakers' victory over the Golden State Warriors. Michael Jordan is the only other NBA player to score 40 after his 40th birthday. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.